Show Me the Science with Professor Luke O'Neill.
Hello, Luke O'Neill here, and welcome to Show Me the Science, my weekly podcast when I fish into things and I figure out what might be interesting, and hopefully you find them interesting. Now, this week, they're all over the news, as ever, the science of tech bros, and in particular, the science of tech bros who want to live forever. Now, I love the term tech bro, just saying to Tom there, who invented it, for God's sake. It describes it quite well, doesn't it? They seem like these bros all high-fiving and everything. But what's very interesting is, they've got several things in common. They're multi-billionaires, first of all. How can that be? Well, they invented some piece of software, probably, as opposed to a new medicine. But still, they made a big contribution to us in so many ways. They're all billionaires. But strangely and interestingly, they all want to live forever. Now, I suppose if you've just invented a rocket, you want to live long enough to go to Mars on the rocket. If you live on a super yacht, you want to spend as much time as possible on the super yacht. Maybe that's why, we don't know. But certainly it's a common feature of them that they all want to live forever, several of them. They're investing in companies, they're doing various things in their own lives to try and live to a healthy old age, and it's just a strange thing that they've all sort of gone down this path. There is a slightly more useful side to it rather than just vanity. If they make discoveries that slow down aging, we'd all benefit. And remember, all the diseases that I often talk about, including cancer, the things like arthritis, Alzheimer's, they are diseases of aging. So if we can slow down aging, we may well slow down those diseases coming on us and slow down their progression. And that's a big part of what they're trying to do, I think, as well. And several of them, as I explained, have invested in new biotech companies, one of which I've visited, called Calico. So they're trying to put their money behind this notion of slowing down the aging process. And wouldn't that be wonderful if this can happen? Now, it's interesting, aging anyway is an area. And I've done this before, podcast on this, because it's very current with all this research. What's a fascination is in the 18th century, you would live if you were lucky to be 30 years of age on average, and then you died. Now, think about that for a minute. All those Shakespeare plays are mainly about people who died in their 30s. Not many lived to beyond 40. And it's interesting that, because our whole perspective on life from literature from that era is people dying in their 30s mainly. To be married for 10 years was seen as remarkably long marriage. Now we're all, those of us who are married, you might be 30, 40 years married, so there's no poems to cover that. But still, that was the fact of the matter. And what were they dying of? Infectious diseases, my area. They were rampant. They would kill you before vaccines and before antibiotics. They killed people in their droves. Now, right now, in the world, the average lifespan of Homo sapiens is 73 across the whole planet. That's a remarkable achievement. We've more than doubled the lifespan of humans on average through medicine, through science. We've managed to do this. So it's a great achievement. The big question is, though, how old can we get to? And that's what these tech bros are trying to do, I suppose. The oldest people in the world ever normally live to be 120 or so. Jean Calment is a great example. That can be controversial. I've discovered she may have faked her birth cert and stuff. So we're not quite sure the ultimate lifespan of humans. But it's reasonable to say 120 is not a bad go at this, right? Now, can we all live to be that age? Now, some of this is in your genes. You can't do much about it. No matter what you do, you're going to die at a certain age, potentially. Others think you can do things. Maybe your lifestyle. Can we ever correct genes that promote longevity in a way? That's sort of the research that's happening. So maybe eventually we'll all live to be 120. You never know. Now, it's very much tied into wealth. So no wonder these tech bros are living long. Living long correlates with how much money you've got. Why is that? Because the richer you are, the more medical care you can get. And you live in a nice house and your lifestyle is less pressured and all the rest of it, because poverty is a massive stress. And stress does speed up the aging process. So longevity is tied into wealth. That's one of the common features of people who live into ripe old age. Now, I don't mean huge wealth necessarily. Just enough to get by is okay and reasonably comfortable life. And of course, that's the fact of the matter. The more money people have, the longer they live. But can we achieve this for everybody, I suppose, is the question. And one thing that's happening, and there is some scientifically robust data on this. There are some 70-year-olds, but their body is only 50 years old, if you know what I mean. Their actual calendar age is 70. But when you measure their heart and their lungs, they have the heart of a 50-year-old based on various metrics. So it can be done. You can protect your body. And as you get older and older and older, let's say you reach 100, maybe you've got a body of a 50-year-old as 100, and that'll be a great thing to achieve. I've also read somewhere maybe the ultimate lifespan might be 150. So that's the ultimate goal, possibly, that we'll all live to be that age. Now, what are these tech bros doing? to achieve this? Well, let's go through them one by one. Larry Page, famous. We love Larry in Ireland. He founded Google, didn't he? Employing all those people down in Silicon Docks there. So Larry is worth, get this, $127 billion currently. Now, isn't that an obscene amount of money for a single individual to have? It seems outrageous. Like, imagine if you had 120, you could buy anything, you could buy Ireland with that. Anyway, he's put some of the money into a company called Calico. And to give him credit, he's put billions into Calico. They're in California, and I've been to visit them. All Calico are trying to do is discover ways to slow down aging. And they've been doing lots and lots of different studies. They've studied, for example, the naked mole rat. Now, there's a creature for you. The naked mole rat lives to be 30 years of age. Regular rats die when they're 5. Now, why is that? What's the secret of the naked mole rat? Bats live to be 30 and 40 years of age. And again, the same size creature like a mouse dies when it's 3. So they're studying these creatures, looking at their genes, looking at their diet, all kinds of things to try and unravel why these animals can live so long. They've got loads of different research programs overall. And guess what? So far, it's been, their CEO said this a few weeks ago, a bit disappointing. So in spite of all the billions, they haven't made much progress yet. But Larry keeps putting money in, and fair play to him. So maybe Calico will get there. And when they were launched about 7 years ago now, remember Larry was Google, Time magazine on the cover said, will Google beat death? And maybe ultimately Calico will get somewhere. And certainly when I visited them, there's about 150 scientists there working on this. There's some very bright people there trying to study aging in the way that Larry wants them to do, I guess, with his investments. Now, Peter Thiel, you've heard of him, I imagine, another strange guy. He made his money from PayPal, that we're all familiar with, and he is quoted as saying death is unnatural. Now there's a phrase for you. What can be more natural than death, you might think? But poor old Peter doesn't think death is natural, and he wants to conquer, not quite death I suppose, but certainly live to a very old age. And he has put 7 million of his money into a company called Unity Biotech, and there again, like Calico, and they're all in competition, which is useful, I suppose. They're all doing the same kinds of things. They're trying to study aging in various ways. And he's also put loads of money into a thing called the Methuselah Foundation, named after the Old Testament figure Methuselah, who believed lived to be 900. Whether that's true or not, we're not sure, but still. So he's put lots of money in, and he's also quoted as saying he wants to make 90 the new 50. That's Peter Thiel's goal. And apart from investing in research, he also is very interested in cryonics. Now, I'm sure people have heard of that. That's when you die, you get your body frozen. And it turns out there are several companies in America which will do that. They will freeze your body. And then the idea would be you get thawed out when medical science advances. And let's say you die of cancer. They'll thaw you out, bring you alive and cure the cancer, and you live forever and get frozen again. Repeat, I suppose. It seems a bit strange. Cryonics is really far too experimental at the moment. Very hard to freeze a living or even just dead thing and then thaw it out, I'll tell you that much. They've done it, mind you, with certain creatures, but for the full human being, especially the brain, it's very difficult. If you freeze the brain, you get what's called brain freeze. There's a joke for you, but the company that he's investing in are called Alcor, and they're working very hard on cryonics. So who knows? You might be able to freeze part of you, say, or load up some of your DNA or something. But Pete is interested in cryonics. Now, next is the most strangest of them all, Brian Johnson. Now, he made his money from eBay. As you may have heard of eBay, he had a company called Braintree, bought by eBay. Again, a multi-billionaire from selling Braintree to eBay. And he's the most fascinating of them all. He is dedicating his life to this, basically. And what's the sort of stuff he's doing is a bit creepy. He is getting plasma infusions from his 17-year-old son. Now, isn't that strange? Now, there's some basis for that, actually. Other scientists have shown young blood into an older mouse can rejuvenate that older mouse. It does seem a bit strange, but it seems to be true. There's something in blood as we age that goes down. If you take some young blood and use that, you can sort of sustain us in various ways. Our physiology can be protected. Of course, they're trying to purify what it is in the young blood that's doing this. There's a thing called GDF-11 that might be responsible. But he has gone for this. Can you believe it? And he's doing that. That's one thing he's doing. The second thing he's doing is very interesting. He's a vegan. Now, we know diet is extremely important for this. Obesity is a big speeder upper of age. So we know a good diet is going to help us. And vegans in particular, of course, the trouble with vegans is they got to take vitamin supplements because they can't get enough vitamins in their diet. But still, he's also into caloric restriction, which means the number of calories he eats in a day is limited. He effectively eats, I've seen this on YouTube, what they're calling a brown sludge. Now, that can't be great. But still, he's going for the restrict the diet a bit. We know if you restrict calories in mice, you can extend life by about 30%. There's a worm called the nematode, microscopic worm. If you starve a nematode, it will live, it'll triple its lifespan. Now, can you imagine that the same in humans? We will live to be 150. So there's a bit of science behind this restricting diet. We think the reason is when you eat food, you burn it off, of course, and you get energy from food and nutrients. There's always exhaust fumes coming off the food just by the nature of how we burn it, like a car engine, I guess. And that stuff is damaging our tissues and probably is contributing to the aging process. So if you put less fuel in, you get less exhaust fumes off. And that might be a reason why restricting the diet is useful. The last thing Brian is doing, and there's good science behind this, there's a drug called metformin. It's used for type 2 diabetes, and my lab does some work on this drug actually. There's evidence that slows down aging in humans, and Brian is on metformin. Now, trials are running to make sure there can be side effects with metformin, so it's not being recommended yet, but there's some evidence a simple tablet metformin can slow down the aging process, and Brian is as we speak taking metformin. Now, there's a man who must be living a miserable life. I think he's on metformin, he's eating brown sludge, and he's bleeding his son. How strange is that? But still, he's claiming that he's 46 years of age now. He says his heart is 37 years of age and his skin is the skin of a 28-year-old. Now, there's probably a basis for that because you can measure the skin's elasticity. And as you get old, of course, your skin develops wrinkles because it gets less elastic. And his skin is looking pretty good. Of course, what we don't know is that genetic. He could have the right genes for his skin. But still, Brian is going for it. Let's see how he gets on. Now, next we have Jack Dorsey. And he's the top of the list, actually. Brian should be, but what Jack Dorsey's doing is incredible. Now, Jack made his money from Twitter, another multi-gazillionaire, and he is really going for it. He's 47 years of age now. He says he wants to live forever. He is really going for the caloric restriction. He eats one meal a day only, and he starves himself at weekends. Now, imagine the misery of that. He also gets up at 5 a.m. every morning, jumps into an ice bath for a good few minutes. Then he has 2 hours of meditation every day. Now, can you imagine? And then overall, he's trying to follow these things that are out there, as we know, not scientifically proven. The cold plunge that many are familiar with, there isn't much science behind that. There's a bit of science, but it's a bit scrappy. Meditation, of course, is a good thing because you de-stress. That will, as I say, stress is a factor in the aging process. And then caloric restriction as well. So these things he's doing, there's some basis for them. But as I say, I mean, there's a great phrase in this business of aging research. You mightn't live long enough, but it'll feel like it because you're doing all these miserable things. So strange. Now, what can we say overall about this? Well, fair play to them at one level. They are putting their billions, they're putting their money where their mouth is. And we might all benefit. They're putting themselves through what look to me quite torturous things, but let's see what happens. I'll give you advice now, and it's like what your mother would have told you. If you want to have a long and healthy life, try to control sugar intake, limit alcohol. That's a negative. Too much alcohol is definitely damaging. Don't smoke. That's another pro-aging factor. Try to eat vegetables because we know fiber is good for us and that can be useful here. Take some exercise and socially connect. And in fact, that last one has become increasingly evident as a real protector against aging. If you stay socially connected, and what I'm talking about is meeting your friend for a cup of coffee or go for a walk, it can be 10, 15 minutes. Give them a ring on the old phone and the old-fashioned technology. These are remarkably beneficial, and it seems to be because we are social creatures and we evolved to be socially active, and if we don't do it, our bodies don't like it. And this will increase the aging process and increase risk of these diseases. So the stuff that our great-grandparents were doing, do that, is the advice overall. And you might live. Now, of course, they were dying of infectious diseases, sadly, but now that we've cracked those, you might actually live longer. So that's the simple thing. You don't need to be taking the blood from your son necessarily to live a long and healthy life. So there you have it, the science of tech bros and aging. And thanks as ever for listening. And my podcast is a News Talk production, available every Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.